Thank you so much for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm returning the call.
Sorry?
I'm returning a phone call. Somebody dialed my number.
Okay. May I have a name of the representative, anything?
My name is Rex Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N.
Rex Barton, please stay with me. Let me check. Thank you very much for being online. Is this Rex?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rex. It's Samantha here from the compliance team. I've been wanting to have a word with you in regards to the ongoing concerns, but you're a difficult man to find, Rex. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Hanging in there, trying to get better.
Okay, good to hear that. Let me just go ahead and pull up your order here, and then we will discuss in detail, okay?
Okay, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. What was the name of the company again?
It's Penguin Book Writers.
Book Writers, okay.
Just give me a quick moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for being online, Rex. All right, I got the account pulled out, and I see that you've been asking for a refund time and again. What was the concern?
I'm not sure. What do you handle exactly? I mean, what does your company do?
Book writing.
The book writing, and I'm asking for
Josh
a refund.
Baker? Josh Baker, ring any bell? He's your
no.
project manager.
Oh, yeah, I know Josh Baker. Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Now I got it.
Oh, yes. Now I need
I asked what I asked Josh Baker to do and what he has done are two different things. He's never gotten it right. He's always – it's impossible working with him. Let me tell you what started.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him about, you know, doing a ghostwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Price is $300. And I said, well, okay, and let's just, you know, and then he decided to give me details and all of that because I asked for him. And it would take about a month and no more, and it would be done.
Mm-hmm.
About 100 and, I don't know, 20 pages or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me for a copy of the manuscript, you know, and that I have already written.
Mm-hmm.
And then in detail what I wanted, where I wanted this thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the book is Poof, P-O-O-F. And I did that. I gave him instructions to begin with,
mm-hmm.
About a three-quarters of a page of instructions and what I wanted each chapter to do. What first thing he did was edit. He just edited my instructions. For what reason, I have absolutely no idea. And then getting this thing off the ground and getting his team to start doing the writing, he said, I will be in touch with you every single week. On the Friday of every week, I will tell you the progress of where we are. If anything changes you want to make or anything you need to do, we can discuss it then. That happened
mm-hmm.
one time,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. So it's like we weren't getting anywhere. I haven't heard from him for weeks. He claims that he emailed me and for the next bit of instructions.
Mm-hmm.
What instructions? I don't need to give you any. I've given you all the instructions. So I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated. I don't want to work with him. I'm not. I'll finish the book myself. I'll take the time when I have it. I just got out of the hospital a week ago from heart surgery, so I don't have a whole lot of.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, anything left in me, but I will start writing again here in another couple of weeks or a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I just told him, I said, I can't deal with you. and we're done. I don't want any more writing. I don't want you to do anything. Just give me a refund because you haven't followed through with anything you said you were going to do. And editing my instructions was not was not cool.
Okay. All right. Now, let me give you my end of the story here, whatever I see in the system and the conversation that I had with the team and Josh, okay, so that we can reconnect and be on the same page and find a possible resolution for you, which is a win-win, of course. Now, when I go back, I see that you have provided the instructions and the team has actually drafted up a project scope document until Chapter 10 that was sent by Josh to you. Now, that project scope, it's not actually the edited version of your instructions. It's what we can possibly implement or do in each chapter, which is why we haven't proceeded forward with that because we need your approval on that. Now, I'm looking at that project scope right in front of me, and the note that is there from the team is that this is a basic skeleton of the book, which should give you an idea about which topic will be covered in which chapter. Any details or description that hasn't been mentioned in the outline, well, this is like a preliminary outline, you can say, or a project scope, will be covered during the writing phase. Furthermore, if you feel any additions need to be made outside the outline, please let us know. Otherwise, with your approval, we can move on to the writing phase. Okay, I believe, Rex, you're not connected with the process as well. And that's the reason why you and the team, you guys are not on the same page. See, we do not randomly just start the writing process without getting any approval or without setting up the foundation or the basics for the book. Understand where I'm coming from. If I'm writing something and I'm an individual author, if I'm writing about my life, let's just say, a memoir or an autobiography, I might just randomly start writing because it's me, right? I'm writing about my life, 30 years of my life, and I can randomly start from any phase of my life and sit down and write 20, 30 pages straightforward. No problem at all. But understand that this team is actually consists of ghostwriters. They are just getting familiar with the topic, with the concept of the book. And before the sit down,
I gave all of that. I gave all of that to him. I gave it to him verbally. We talked over and over and over.
Yes, but we did not receive any approval, a yes or no on this project scope. And after that, I'm seeing all the documentation from Josh. He is trying to follow up with you. I have the call records, messages, everything. That is understood that you were going through a surgery as well. So, of course, you weren't going to be available, you know, during that time frame. But he's been trying consistently to follow up with you. So, Rex, see, bottom line, what I'm trying to say is that I understand that you guys were not on the same page, and I see the reason why. Yes. See, issuing a refund, that's not a problem, Rex. It's not a big amount. I can go ahead and authorize that right now. That's not the main concern. Your money, it will either ways be refunded to you. It's all safe. What I want to do is that take one final call, one last chance, and see where things can go until the next draft. If that doesn't make sense to you, without having any second discussion, I'm going to go ahead and initiate the refund. That way, I'll be 100% satisfied that I haven't left any stones unturned from my end in order to satisfy you. Because we mainly focus on longer run business, you know. You're an author, you're going to publish multiple books. So it's not just about this one individual book.
No, if not at all. I've already written 11, 12 books, so... And I've got six of them on my website right now. Poof was just it's one that I started and put aside, and I just decided, well, I'll start doing some more, and then I get busy on another project. But, no, I can't deal with Josh at all, and I don't want to. I don't want to be aggravated any more than I am.
I'm going to change the team completely. You're going to deal with one of my team members, and her name is Rachel. She's going to get on the phone with you. You don't even have to provide written approvals. She's going to get on the phone with you. She's going to go through the draft with you. And once you say yes or no, we will move forward according to that. Just give it one last chance, Rex. Not a lot of time, not a lot of effort from your end. Just a little bit of cooperation with one of my team members. And if it doesn't work out with Rachel, too, I'm going to call it a day.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was told this months ago that after my first complaint with Josh and not understanding them, talking too fast, not finishing what, you know, our conversation or I mean, a lot of different problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that never happened. I never got somebody new. Josh came back on again.
That's
and I was like, okay, I'll keep trying one more time. So I got fed up because we don't understand one another. That's for sure.
Right.
I give him instructions.
Absolutely.
I tell him something, and then I don't hear, and he doesn't follow through.
Rex,
so
that's not gonna happen
this
time. And Rex, now while I have you over the phone, I'm gonna connect you with Rachel right now. So whatever it is.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I need to do this now. I'm sitting in front of my bank, and I have somebody waiting for me right now. I have an appointment with the person inside to do some changes with my website banking. So
okay, got it.
I just parked, and I saw the phone. So,
okay. When can we call you tomorrow then?
Anytime after 10 o'clock, because I have my other responsibility is my wife. I'm the full-time caregiver for my wife.
Understood,
so.
Rex. Not a problem. And what time zone are you in?
I'm in Pacific Standard.
Perfect. So we are in the same time zone. Thank you so much for your time, Rex. This is the final attempt.
Yes.
And Rachel will call you tomorrow at 10:30 your time. Okay?
Perfect.
Thank you once again.
Right.
Have yourself a wonderful
All right.
day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.